you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Welcome to Guys We Fuck,
the anti-slut-shaming podcast.
Yo, you haven't said?
I'm Christina Hutton.
I'm Corinne Fisher.
And I'm boyfriend. Bring us your slutty, your horny, and your shame.
Hey, you a slut?
Yes.
Okay.
Let's talk about fucking.
Hey, fuckers. How you doing? Are you okay? Life sucks, huh? It's tough, but we got this. Welcome to another episode of Guys We Fucked.
It's the Anti-Slut Shaming Podcast. I'm Corinne Fisher.
I'm Christina Hutchinson.
Welcome to the show.
We're here.
First note, if you are watching this on YouTube, make sure to go to the little settings,
the gear wheel,
and change the quality on YouTube to the 1080 high definition. There's been some comments like, oh, this doesn't look good. Well, it's probably your fault.
It's a user error.
Yeah. So, which, you know, I learned that today. And so, you know, we don't want any more comments. And if you don't like the background, that's your own problem. We like it. We don't want a boring black background like every other fucking podcast in history.
Yep.
And as far as the tonality of it, Christina got really tan this summer, guys.
Yeah, I did.
We know how to white balance a camera.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest.
I was in the sun for too long.
I got to be honest. It worries me that you are bold enough to make a comment about the coloring, but you don't, it doesn't cross your mind that you are confused like why my skin color looks quote normal and then Christina's looks off
I have olive skin.
As if it wouldn't be like we're not sitting under the same light, guys.
Yeah, it's so,
like,
the same camera.
Yeah, we're not zooming each other in like if I would look weird too. You know what
I'm
saying?
We're getting too spoiled with technology. Y'all motherfuckers be using filters for every goddamn thing and then when something looks weird, you're like, wait, I don't get it. Why? It's because we're normal people and
well,
I was in the sun too long.
It's worse because they're trying to tell us things that they have known nothing about. Like, listen, yeah. I know that you know how to use TikTok. I went to film school for 4 years, though. And I know it annoys you when I say that. Well, fuck you. Just fuck you across the board. Fuck.
We
you
love you. Thank
right
you for being here.
That.
I paid a lot of money. And I did a lot of work to earn that degree.
Could you leave a review for Guys We Fucked on podcast, please? You know, we're not in the top 200 charts anymore. And you got to leave reviews because I've been looking and we haven't gotten a new review since September 4th. That same dipshit who thinks we're talking about politics left, which
that's
honestly
just a
I'm
guy.
Glad.
Yeah, that's just a man who was
literally
mad
just
that we wanted to have autonomy over our bodies.
I know. What a
Oh, wow. Anyway, welcome to the show. Now that we got all that you know, all that out of the way.
If you want to write us an email,
it's just sorry, YouTube comments.
Sorry about last night's show at gmail.com. That's the place to go. Today's subject line is, why do I still think of my ex? First of all, thanks for your continuous work and all the insights and entertainment you keep bringing to our lives. I guess I'm an outlier in your listener demographic, so maybe you find the change of context interesting. And I hope some folks might be able to relate to my question, regardless of age, gender, or cultural background. About me, I'm a 50-plus male luminary subscriber from Europe. Thank you, boo. I love you. Not the mainland, not UK. And have listened to you for many years with a short, involuntary interruption while Luminary was not yet available in my local app store. I am what you might call a product of my generation in a way that I have had a series of long, 3, 3, and 8 years, monogamous relationships leading up to my marriage of 15 years. I had short dating phases in between to explore myself, even dipped into the rainbow pool a couple times. Ooh, you did gay stuff? Fun.
Is that what that means? Oh, the rainbow.
I mean, that's the only way, yeah.
That's what I'm assuming. I hope that's what it means. But I consider myself mostly a straight and down to earth kind of guy. Because if you're not straight, you're not down to earth. Professionally, Professionally, I have a long and successful career in sales, which allows me to have a very comfortable lifestyle while still enjoying my hobbies and lengthy vacation trips. Ooh, nice. So 4 years ago, my kidless marriage ended for several reasons. First of all, at some point, we didn't have any shared plans anymore. Also, our sex life was a constant struggle. Okay, that's a big one. And finally, our demanding jobs became much more important than our relationship until everything eventually fell to pieces. A very costly and lengthy divorce eradicated all of the remaining feelings and gave way for a fresh start, or so I thought. This is a well-written email. In the ensuing dating phase, I know.
Well, he's 50, and he's 50. I think. Oh, we usually get emails from 22-year-olds.
With no grammar. I really appreciate the way you write, sir. In the ensuing dating phase, I started living the absolute midlife crisis cliche. I bought a motorbike and a sports car. Yes, what sports car? You know I'm into cars. You let me know what make and model that car is. Went to the gym a lot. Dated a lot of younger and some older women, both with mixed results. But I don't want to digress. Accidentally and absolutely without intent, I find myself in a new and very fulfilling relationship for 2 years now. My new girlfriend is 30-ish, which means she's more than 20 years my junior. A topic that we addressed head on, as I was completely opposed to such an age gap at first.
And then you saw that pussy.
Yeah, and you're like, 30-ish-year-old puss is going to do for me. But she convinced me to give it a try.
Yeah, I'm sure it took a lot of convincing.
She convinced you to give it a try.
Sure, she was on her knees.
She just took off her clothes. Still, we are sometimes struggling with it, but most of the times we make fun of it and ourselves.
Oh, you must walk so much slower. God, that was my problem with dating 15 people. I was like, walk faster. I don't care if your knee hurts.
Still, we are sometimes struggling with it, but most of the times we make fun of ourselves. She's financially independent, very successful in her business, has a lot of hobbies and passions that she pursues. By the way, that's how we met, through our mutual passion for surf-related sports. It's a great way to meet somebody. She's crazy beautiful. On an objective scale, she's a 9. All my friends keep jealously confirming. And I have the best sex of my life. Are you going to fucking tell me you think about your ex after this? Jesus. Both qualitatively as well as quantitatively. No one, not even a professional sex workers or the few men I dated, have sucked that dick in a way that even came close. Well, tell us the tricks. What does she do? I want to learn. Overall, she is one of the most interesting people I've ever met, and I enjoy spending time with her romantically, physically, and intellectually. Sounds great. Sometimes I seriously ask myself how a man can get so lucky. But here's where it gets weird. Even 4 years of separation, almost all my non-porn-induced masturbation fantasies and sex dreams continue to revolve around my ex-wife. And she was seriously less attractive than my current girlfriend. Hey, looks don't actually matter. I went to a fucking Laurel and Jackson retreat all weekend. It's about energy, baby. Looks mean something. Less attractive than my current girlfriend, although they are both similar type. And as I already mentioned, the sex was not great to begin with, and it withered over time to an almost non-existence. Just to give you one example, shortly after getting married, we were able to spend a 6-week vacation on one of the most beautiful tropical islands on this planet, and we did not have sex once. That's okay. And we never had the emotional and intellectual connection I feel in my new relationship. And still, sometimes I even catch myself fantasizing about my ex during sex with my new girlfriend, and I feel really disgusted by myself.
It's also weird that you keep calling someone you've been dating for 2 years your new girlfriend. I honestly think that's like in your subconscious, like the fact that that's like something cunty that like I would do like to like an ex just to make it seem like I'm still always the girlfriend, you know? That's like someone he's been dating, you know, someone he's married to. Oh, that fucking, the new girl? Oh, yeah. You mean his wife? You know? That's like, it's weird that you're doing that to yourself.
Yeah. A new girlfriend is like 3 months.
Yeah, right.
Like yeah.
As you might be able to imagine, it's really starting to bother me, hence me reaching out to you. How would you try to analyze/explain this? And how can I get rid of this annoying fantasies and focus all my energy on my current relationship? Thanks, a loyal fucker. What an interesting dilemma you find yourself in.
See, I don't find this to be too weird. You were married to the person for 15 years. So, I mean, like, you know, they always say that thing, it takes half the time of the relationship to get over the relationship. So, I mean, you have like 5 years to go in thinking about your ex-wife. I mean, you guys shared a lot of stuff. And also, it's like that it always happens where like you remember things as better than they are. There's a specific word for that as it applies to relationships that I always forget, or like a phrase. But that's part of it. Like you, it's almost like remembering it better than it actually was.
Like you regress to the honeymoon stages of remembering.
I think it's also like a survival technique almost for us, so that we don't think of, you know, that as 15 years down the drain. Like, isn't it nicer to think of it as like a positive time? I mean, I think that's like how I assessed that, you know, to be, because it's a common thing in relationships. And I think it's like just like the mind like surviving,
I guess. But masturbating to her is what, like missing her and thinking about her is one thing, but thinking about her during sex with your current girlfriend,
they're super related. I feel like it's comfort, you know. I don't think that's crazy.
Yeah,
I've certainly masturbated to people that I was like, that weren't like the best sex I've ever had. I tend to go to more toxic people who I had better sex with and less of a relationship with. But also, like, I just don't like to masturbate to like serious exes. I feel like that's a slippery slope. But,
yeah. Because you feel like you're like tying yourself to them in a way.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've been with this person for 2 years.
And I think you're also putting a lot into like, okay, you have a better, you know, intellectual connection. Like, do you have a better intellectual connection with her? Because I find that hard to believe with someone 20 years your junior. Or is she younger so she listens better so you think that you have a better intellectual connection? I'll push back on that a little bit, because I think, you know, just like a wife who's your age is just like, you know, obviously she's smart and like she's processing it. She's maybe just not responding in as excited of a way, so it feels like you're having less of a connection.
Yeah, but the current girlfriend's in her 30s, so she's not like some like bouncy 22-year-old. Like, oh my God, this is great.
She could be. I mean, I know people in their 30s like that. And also just like the 20-year age gap, it's still like she, in comparison to a 50-year-old woman, is still going to feel.
That's true. You're going to have a different level of conversation with that person, a different basket of topics. Your cornucopia is going to be filled with different topics.
And you're going to feel smarter and more interesting because you're going to be able to tell her things that she doesn't know about. And so that always feels like new and interesting. That's the best part about an age gap. Like you can be the teacher.
Also, too, you said you have this cliche midlife crisis life where you bought a motorbike and a sports car, but that's not who you are. So maybe part of you is still putting on this mask. And so that's why maybe you can't fully be present with your new girlfriend in the way that you were with your wife, because you're kind of like, well, this is the part of my life where I'm like, what's happening to me? And then I go and buy the, and I feel like a stud muffin in my fucking sports car, which you probably are. So that kind of stirs your ego and that energy in a way where maybe you're just like, I don't know. I feel like the quarter life or the midlife crisis guy like is in the sports car jerking off to the girlfriend that he's not dating. Like that's part of it in my stereotypical head. I've never dated a guy in a midlife crisis, or all of them I've dated in midlife quarter life crises. But I wonder if it's part of that.
Yeah. And I also think that because this is something I've looked into a lot, because it takes me a long time, like basically until I love a new person, like I'm going to be thinking about the person I loved previously. Like I can have full relationships in between, but if I'm not in love with that person, they're not going to replace. Sometimes I can get people to distract, but never to really, really replace in my heart. Until I love a new person. So I think it's also like there could be some unresolved issues with your ex-wife. If you said it was especially messy at the end, it's completely normal to keep her in your thoughts. And also depending on like what your attachment style is. So basically if you are an anxious attachment person, most likely a breakup will be more difficult for you in the beginning. And then as time goes on, you'll have an easier time with it when you find someone new, because anxious attachment styles kind of can just attach to anyone who's kind of okay. I mean, that's basically how it works, which it's comical when you look into it, because it just goes into what I've been talking about for several weeks, whereas like it's not really about the person, it's how they make you feel. So a bit of a downer there. And then if you're an avoidant attachment style, which is what I am, you're going to be fine most likely, or in the beginning of a breakup, if you were the person to initiate the breakup. And then as time moves on, you will have a harder time with it, especially when your ex moves on. Because when they are distant from you is when it will be safe for you to be vulnerable with your feelings. And because you don't have that anxious ability to just latch on to someone new willy-nilly, you'll have a more difficult time even if you are with someone new. So those are some thoughts about it. I mean, obviously, if it gets obsessive with your ex-wife, you might want to consider seeing a therapist. They can do things with you. They can help you work through some unresolved issues. But just because you think about your ex a lot doesn't necessarily mean that you miss them or you want to get back together with them. You know, you just you spent a really, really long time with this person. And, you know, really sit with yourself maybe and see if you properly processed everything about the divorce, especially if it was kind of bumpy at the end. Maybe you have some unresolved feelings that you need to work through, especially considering that you're a mostly straight man, because men do, tend to be more avoidant in their attachment style, especially at your age. I would hope you're not so anxious as a 50-year-old man, but you know, and then if you like didn't process it and kind of just like went into this midlife crisis stage, you might have not sifted through your problems at the level that you need to. I mean, a 15-year relationship is a very long relationship, yeah, so I can't even imagine moving on after that.
Oof. Yeah.
So I wouldn't beat yourself up about it. And I don't think it's anything weird. I think it's pretty normal that you're still thinking about her 2 years later. I'm sure I would be.
Also, we live in a world of like, everybody's ADD now. It's not even unique. And I feel like we're just being distracted by everything. And so your brain wanders. And so it makes sense that you would think about her in that way.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery doing right now? Is it drained? You know, we wake up in the morning, we have a tank of gas, and then the tank gets depleted over the day. And therapy can really help with that, okay? Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery or your gas tank. I love therapy. I'm a huge advocate for it. Getting stuff off your chest alone is really helpful. But when you're talking to a licensed therapist that can actually give you tips and tricks and homework, it just makes it all the more better. And honestly, your friends will appreciate you not bugging them all the time. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief survey and get matched with a licensed therapist. And you could switch therapists every time, because finding a therapist, it's like dating. They're not all going to work out. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/guys today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/guys.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So rate and review us on Apple Podcasts if you haven't yet. And follow us. Follow Guys We Fucked on the Apple iTunes podcast app. Watch the Dumb Bitch Woo Woo Hour, our special day. All this fun stuff we have going on at YouTube.com/GuysWeFucked without the U in fucked. I had this really crazy weekend, really fun weekend with Laura Lynn Jackson. It was a retreat at the Omega Institute, and I'm talking all about it on Patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. Oh yeah, I'm looking in the wrong camera. Here we go. Patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. Join for $5 a month. You get an episode of The Voices in Our Heads. We talk 3 Mondays out of the month, do like group Zoom therapy in quotes chat, because I'm not a licensed therapist. We just do group lamenting. It's really nice. And then I upload audio and stuff from my adventures in life. And one of them is I took audio from all of the classes that I took this weekend at the Institute. And you'll hear all about it, because boy, I'm psychic as hell. And I'm like really good at holding the object of somebody who's passed away and telling you what they look like. I'm pretty spot on with that. I don't know what the fuck that is, but it's a cool little party trick. So patreon.com/Christina Hutchinson. Oh, I thought we were going to be talking about it today. Okay. So
I have some stuff I want to say, but I know we want to get to the, you want to promote you.
So Without a Country, that's my show with Shane Smith. It comes out every Saturday on YouTube and you can subscribe to that channel. It's free. It's on the Gas Digital Network Tuesdays live streaming if you want to subscribe, but you don't need to do that. It's about politics. You get it. Midterms are coming up, so you're gonna want to.
That's a good one.
Hang out with that. We're also doing. We're doing some shows for New York Comedy Festival. Guys, We Fucked doing a show for New York Comedy Festival
Thursday, November 10th at 10:30 p.m.
Yes, Thursday, November 10th. So that's happening. I don't know if tickets are up yet. And then also Without a Country, we're doing a New York Comedy Festival show on Tuesday, November 8th. That's while the midterms are airing, we're going to be doing a live broadcast from 66 Greenpoint Avenue. So yeah, make sure to do that if you want to do that.
How are you?
I'm good. It was an interesting weekend. It was my birthday on Thursday and I have been, I don't want to say manifesting because we're taking that too far, but like I've been saying on my Instagram story a lot of things about Louis Capaldi.
Oh, you sure have.
And because I really like him. I really, really like him. And I think he's amazing. And he's truly like the funniest person that I've ever come across. And, you know, that's just coming from a professional comedian, so I hang out with the funniest people, and he's funnier than all of them, and he's a very talented Scottish singer, and so I've been, if you're not familiar, kind of like in the Ed Sheeran range, and I've been just talking about him, and he made a trip to New York, and I really wanted so badly to watch him live, but I couldn't get any connections, and then someone on my birthday messaged me, and they were like, holy shit, Louis Capaldi just stitched on TikTok a clip from Guys We Fucked, and I was like, well, I mean, that's pretty.
I wore this turtleneck in the honor of that.
Like, what are the fucking odds?
Yeah, that's crazy. That's so exciting. Well, you're a master manifester.
That is wild. So
that is pretty wild.
Yeah.
Your clairsentience is your like superpower.
I was like, that's crazy. You know, so Louis Capaldi, thank you so much. You really did make my day, even though I wasn't in the clip.
but it's still
fine. It's still a Guys We Fuck podcast, and that's all that's important. And also just reconfirming that I knew that we would have a shared sense of humor. I knew that we would have a shared sense of humor. I can tell that already. I think it's very funny. Yes. And then also, I do have a response to the call to action that I put out for the men.
In a relationship,
what they want out of a woman. We only got one response that was even like in the vein of what I was looking for. We didn't really get many, and I wasn't expecting many because it was a question for which I thought there was no real answer. And I kind of assessed that from the conversations that I've had in real life. But I'll read this. And I don't want to say my thoughts on the email ahead of time. I don't want to sully your, you know, unique views on it as you listen to it. So it says, straight male take on love. I'm a 33-year-old straight male. I've always been a hopeless romantic. So my take on love is extremely different to how most men view relationships. And thought I'd give you my take on it for the group of men who want more. I naturally love. My views have changed over the last several years. At first, I was incredibly naive. I loved rom-coms and thought this was how relationships work until I had my first heartbreak. Mm. With each failed relationship, my view on love shifted a bit, and I learned so much about myself and what I needed and wanted. I feel this comes with self-awareness, growing, and maturity as well. I've gone through the young, immature stage where I just wanted a girlfriend who shared the same similar interests as me, like music, movies, hobbies, etc. I've wanted someone romantic and kind. I wanted an immediate spark. I wanted to live out my indie rom-com, breaching airport security to slow-mo run to a girl. Yeah. I've spent years thinking about love, how I view it, asking others, and this is where I'm at now. For me, love is a feeling and a person. I want a spark, butterflies and laughter, but now I know it's not like a rom-com. These things won't always come quickly or naturally, and you can't have these without liking and accepting someone for who they are. All of them, the good, the bad, and gory bits. It's strange to me how no one ever asks friends how they stayed friends for 20 plus years, but people are baffled when couples make it past the 10-year mark. Ha. A lot of men, me included at one time in my life, think there has to be this immediate spark, but that's lust and lust fades. I've learned if you're attracted to someone, share the same goals, values, etc. That's something to build on, and you can. Every love is different. Some are slow burners, some are like magnets, quickly attach, and, you know, just this is my person. You can easily plan something romantic, as we see on The Bachelor. It doesn't matter who your date is. You could seemingly fall in love with a stranger because the setting is magical and you romanticize the idea. I thought that was very interesting. However, you will never be able to, in quotes, make yourself admire, like, or respect someone. Also very true. My theory with 90% of relationships is, if you take the attraction sexual aspect away, there is no respect or admiration for the partner. They probably wouldn't even want to be their friend. That's funny. A lot of people, men especially, put the sexual chemistry first. They want lust, to feel wanted, to have a spark. But those are feelings, and feelings are fleeting. I believe you could be madly in love with someone for years and the spark will still come and go because you're forever changing. It's always exciting in the beginning, but we forget we're forever changing. Our bodies, our wants, and our needs, and so is our partner. We forget to go back to the start and ask our partners what they want, what are their goals, etc. I've always known I wanted a rare, raw love and that it won't come easily. I've never been afraid to be on my own. I've refused to settle. The main thing I crave now is a deep emotional connection, to be understood. I started to look for women who also valued communication and had a growth mindset, women who want to forever grow and heal. I believe when you have two people who have done the work on themselves, have their own goals, have their shit together, it truly doesn't matter if they like country music and you love Lady Gaga. Yeah, I mean, like, that's very high school. If you're concerned about music taste, that's like you're at phase one. You'll happily sit through a Luke Bryan concert, ears bleeding with a smile on your face because the person you love is happy and their happiness brings you joy. Or they could just go with their friends who also like Luke Bryan. Like, you know, that's also something you should learn. You no longer feel envious if they're excelling in one area of life and you aren't, because you're not afraid to be vulnerable and express things you want to change. You're not afraid to admit when you're wrong. You won't place your happiness on your partner's shoulders because you have your joy spread out in different areas of your life. It's two people, not perfect, but perfectly happy in life and sharing their life together. I used to be devastated and even try to change people's minds when they said they didn't believe in soulmates or only wanted to have fun in a relationship. How could they not want more? There's so much more to relationships, but that's what I believe and want, and I think that's key. Not everyone agrees, but I do. So I remain hopeful. Maybe I'll be 72 with 5 dogs, a Shetland pony, and an adopted kid. I know I'll still be happy and hopeful. Well, you gotta knock that hope right out of there. That's the number one thing that they tell you in when things fall apart. So you definitely need to knock that hope out of there. Hope is just
hope
something
takes you out of the present.
That's fed to the masses. Hope is the opiate of the masses. But you know, that letter was interesting. It was a little bit, even though I don't find that person to be like idealistic, I was like, this is like a theoretical paper on like what you're looking for. So it's not really in practice answering my question, which is the problem with it, because I guess I can write a theoretical paper on what I want and the connection I want. I wanted to see it like in functionality. Yeah. Like, you are someone in a relationship and you are in a long-term relationship with someone who you admire as a person, and that is the main thing keeping you together, as opposed to this person is your glorified emotional support animal. I do appreciate the mindfulness of that email, though. So thank you so much for sharing that. And it's nice to see that people like are looking for something more. But again, I would want to see how that person's relationship ends up playing out in true like form and function.
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting what he said about, you know, a lust, like an immediate sexual attraction being kind of a lust, and you can actually build a beautiful, loving relationship without that. You can. It's really interesting. I feel like I'm in a spot where the person that I'm seeing, we had a thing years ago that was just weird and we were both fucked up in the head, and now we're like building something from scratch on a foundation. That's really nice. It's really built off of mutual. It is built off of mutual respect and who we are as people, and our respect for one another. And so it's not like, you know, we're fucking in the elevator. That's why the other when the guy wrote to us saying that he went on that vacation and then they didn't have sex, I'm like, yeah, that to me, actually, that doesn't mean, that's not like the hallmark of a bad time, or like your relationship's not going in a good direction, unless, you know, you have a such a stronger,
it's not the hallmark of a bad time. It's just I think it's a little weird because it was right after they got married. So to spend 6 weeks on an island after you got married, I think is a It's a little odd. It's a little bit of a red flag,
yeah.
I would say.
He's old, though.
I like this. I like this idea of building.
15 years ago, he wasn't.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
He was your age, Michael.
Ooh, that's a good point.
Shots fired.
I do feel like I'm getting old, but that's true.
Well, I mean, that's another thing, though. But I mean, like, that's like a, for me, because I'm like, oh, I do like when I'm in a relationship where it's like it's, you know, I have been in very fulfilling relationships where sex is not like a primary thing.
Yeah.
But when I'm in relationships where I'm having a lot of sex, which is what reminded me, like dating someone younger, I was like, oh, I actually do like this better. I like prefer this because sometimes you just need someone to like, you know, remind you, especially because I'm like such a workaholic. So sometimes I need someone to remind me like,
hey, let's
fun.
Fuck.
Yeah. And, you know, I would definitely put sex under the umbrella of fun because I can like, I think especially women can kind of just be like, yeah, I don't need this because like I'm like not like a, you know, like you guys know I'm not a big masturbator, but like sometimes I like go like, oh, you need to masturbate because like it's been X amount of days, like almost like you haven't, you know, you haven't eaten a piece of fruit,
right? Exactly. Well, the chemicals that are released when you masturbate are pretty.
I'm not gonna kill anyone. I don't get angry when I about it, but it's
Women don't get like that.
I don't want to detach from my sexuality on that level. I just also think that's like that's a dangerous thing, but it's also very hard to find someone who you both feel like intellectually connected to and sexually attracted to. I actually don't. Who I can't even think of anyone like out of my boyfriends. Like I feel like it really went back and forth. Like either it was a relationship where we were really, really connected on a personal level and the sex was like thought like good, but not like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Or it was like the sex was, oh my God. And like it was more like we had fun, but we weren't like vibing on a very high intellectual level.
Right.
Frank was probably the closest to both.
Yeah.
But also because we were really close in age, well, James and I were too, but yeah, like me and Frank were really close in age. And I think we had both going for us.
Yeah. That does mean a lot. Like that you do have a closer connection the closer you are with age, I think.
Yeah, but also he had like a lot of interests that I like didn't like. He was like very obsessed with like movies and music that I didn't give a shit about. But I mean, I was happy that he liked things. I like when people like things.
Yeah. Get some hobbies.
You want someone to be interested in life in general.
Yeah. And have things. I love when people love things that I'm like, I could give two shits about this, but it's great that you love it.
Immerse yourself in that.
Yeah, because I like learning from a partner. I'm like, I want to learn about your shit. Guys, speaking of learning, let's go to our guests because we have our guests for a couple weeks now. They're at our door. So let's introduce our guest for this week. She is a stand-up comedian. She's an actress. You've probably seen her online. She has millions of views in all of her sketch comedy on her Instagram. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to Guys We Fucked, Daphnique Springs.
Started talking to a girl on the south side. Just trying to take all my time, but baby, I'll come back to you. Double cupping something that I'm not good at yet. Now I've got plans on the west side, but I'm trying to see you tonight. And I know if you're in front of me, I'll make promises that I can't keep. Are you somewhere thinking of me? I can't be there. I'm so sorry. About us, think about just giving it room just to breathe. Think about me. Think about us, think about just giving it room just to breathe. Think about me. I need a moment to rework my brain. Expectations run wild on the left lane. I cut my ideas in the middle, left the other half in the 2010s. Along with my attraction to toxic men, dropped a few simps and picked up my pen. My affinity for life and love, get me down and you'll be bumping that shit when the album comes out. Are you somewhere thinking of me? I can't be there. I'm so sorry, cause my heart is.
You don't have
have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
We are here with actress, stand-up comedian, content creator extraordinaire, Daphne Springs. So excited to have you on.
Hey, what's up, ladies? How y'all doing?
Good. Hello. Good.
Is it okay to still call people ladies?
Yeah.
Because I learned that I can't say female anymore. So I
you can't?
I don't know. Can females like when people say like
female, I think females can say it. I think it's like there's a discussion about when men say it, it feels like patronizing.
Yeah.
But when men say girls, I'm like, ugh. Like, hey, girls. I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Someone put it, someone like planted a seed in my head that
very
was gross.
Jeffrey
and then I can't.
Epstein-ish.
Yeah. Very underagey. Can you turn my headphone volume down a little bit, Mike? Thank you. So excited to have you. I was asking if you had any interesting sex stories. You yourself don't have an adventurous sex life.
Well, how would you describe it? I don't have an adventurous sex life. Just regular 1920s. I sleep on my side of the bed. You sleep on your side of bed.
Missionary.
Mating purposes only.
Really?
Reproductive. I'm not that exciting. But I have been a part of some exciting stuff.
Like, yeah, so you mentioned.
I watched it. I'm a looker.
It's
well,
fun.
Voyeurism is a kink.
Like,
you
I'm
know?
The type of person who would go to a swingers club. I wouldn't participate because it seems unsanitary.
Yeah.
But I would definitely watch.
I can understand that. Yeah,
and then I'll be disgusted. And then I'll watch some more. And then I'll be like, ooh, that don't look too bad.
Maybe I'll join.
So what kind of things have you seen at swingers clubs?
I've never been. Girl.
Oh, but you should.
I'm just saying,
fun.
Like, if you were there, you would be fine and comfortable.
Yeah.
But you've witnessed friends. You said you witnessed a friend. You were on South Beach.
Yeah, South Beach.
She got an offer to have her toes sucked then and there
on the beach.
On the beach.
In a car.
In a car on the beach, and
with,
then you guarded
with the windows
her.
Rolled up and. the car on because
so
you know
what
you
happened?
Need AC.
Yeah.
AC. It's very hot and humid in South Beach. So we were walking down the street. I don't know why I love to hang out with hoes.
I love hanging out with hoes
because hoes is always going to make sure we get in. Mm-hmm. They know how to flirt. They're very charismatic. They're just adventurous. Mm-hmm. They always up for everything. I love hoes. Hoes are my best friends. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want nobody that's like me, you know. I don't like those friendships where it's two peas in a pod.
Yeah.
I want somebody that's completely different, opposite of me, mm-hmm. you know, because I was raised kind of like a certain way. I never really had a whole lot of crazy shit happen in my childhood. I need friends that were
traumatized.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I mean, that's absolutely who I date. Like, I can't, anytime someone had a healthy childhood, I'm like, why are you so boring? You know, it's terrible.
Sorry, guys.
No, I had a nice childhood too, but I don't know. I don't think I'm boring though. I mean, I don't know you well enough, but do you consider yourself to be boring?
I can be just regular, just regular degler. You know what I mean?
Right. Are your friends so hoey that it makes you feel like, I guess I'm just the prudest person in my class?
But I love the hoey.
Yeah, I do too. I love friends.
I have
like
whole thoughts. I just don't act on them.
Why not?
Because I don't know. It's just not in me to really. It's like I want to kill people sometimes.
Yeah, that's normal.
But I'll never kill anybody.
Right. Okay.
So it's kind of the same thing with whole thoughts. I have whole thoughts.
But you treat them like murder.
Yeah. Ah, sucker. Two cocks. But then I'll never do it. It's like murder. It's like
so
a
charming.
Jail in heaven. Like, would I go to heaven jail?
Yeah. Well, I've always fantasize about a gangbang. I don't know that I could ever do it.
I don't think I could ever do it, but it does having someone eat your vagina while you're blowing someone.
That sounds
or
so fun.
Or someone licking your nipples while you're getting banged out just seems like the life.
Yeah. Having multiple sets of hands on your body is just, that I've done and it's really fun. Wait, so what, is there something with like, were you taught to be more sexually like,
suppressed?
Inward?
No, I think sometimes it's just a part of who I am.
Yeah.
I feel like I can act on those things at any moment. It's just that I think about a lot of other things like STDs. And when I say STDs, I don't mean sexually transmitted diseases. I mean sexually transmitted demons. Because if I'm having fun,
the energy,
the time of my life with multiple sex people, it's going to awaken some bullshit in me. And I have a fear of addressing that. Oh my God, this is what I want to do every day, all day. I don't want to do stand up anymore. I just want to participate in game bang.
This is fascinating.
And I just cannot live life like that.
That's so funny. So you're afraid that you're going to unlock this monster inside of you
and
that's just a fuck fest, like dick obsessed frenzy hoe.
Yeah.
Right, right, right.
But I mean, there must be something in your subconscious, or like not even that subconscious, conscious, telling you that that is so about you, like that you have this untapped,
unawoken
hoe in you. and that's
so y'all
why.
Think it's untapped. I think I'm one of those type of people that can live through other people. So my whole friends give me life.
Okay.
I feel like I'm living the whole life with them, because especially if we go out somewhere and then a situation happens like that, it technically happened to both of us.
Oh, I see.
That's how I felt about my best friend getting married. I go, I'm glad you're doing this.
Yes. So. Yeah, because you can experience what it's like, but it's low stakes because you're not on the other receiving end. Have you ever had a friend, a hoe friend, do something hoey that you were like, I'm glad that I was witnessing that and not participating in it because it didn't go well?
Yeah. I would say my friend sold her pussy in Vegas. I mean, which is the proper place to sell it.
Yeah,
it's legal.
Now, it's not actually. It is in
certain counties.
Reno. But it's not in Las Vegas.
I learned that recently.
It's not in Las Vegas proper.
No, you have to go to Reno. The Bunny Ranch is in Reno.
So they're handing out the cards in Vegas, but then they take you.
They bust you over.
Okay.
That sounds like robbery.
Yeah.
I was like, I love the little trading cards they give.
Yeah. Yeah. It is always somebody who you'd be like, who let you hand out these cards?
Yeah, right,
like,
right, right. Yeah. It doesn't make you feel safe. It doesn't make you feel safe.
Yeah. You look very creepy, sir.
How'd your friend market her pussy?
I think in Vegas, when you're just hanging out as women, they think everybody is selling. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's like, you don't even have to market. All you have to do is solidify the deal.
Oh, okay.
And then people are like, oh, okay, yeah.
So you just walked around with her as she was like trying to see if...
She was at the casino. That's the major play is the casino. Then you go there, you start gambling with people, and they'd be like, oh, you want to have fun? And then when you get back to the hotel, then you discuss a price.
Okay.
But they think they're going to get it for free. But then you'd be like, nah. She was like, no, I want such and such money. And then I was like, oh, I'll wait on you.
What? So you waited down in the lobby for her or in the casino while she went
to
the room?
I waited in the room.
Wow.
In the room? I had a little pocket knife.
Wait, so you're a
friend's bodyguard.
Yeah.
She did give me a percentage though.
Are you serious?
Yep.
This is incredible.
She got like $350 and I got like $100.
You're an entrepreneur.
Wow. Yeah, I am. I've always been an entrepreneur.
Oh,
it's
my
in me.
God.
Where in the room were you while they were fucking?
It was a suite.
I was hoping it was a suite.
So
okay.
It was like basically like a studio apartment. So it was just one thing where you can kind of, they left the door open. And then I say, hey, y'all could close the door.
Yeah. I don't need to be that involved.
Then they close the door. And I rested my eyes a little bit.
Uh-huh.
How long
was the night of pimping?
He wanted a lot of foreplay. And it was like, I was like, ooh, I'm a little sleepy. Let me just rest my eyes in case some shit pop off. I don't want to be weak with the knife.
Right.
I want to be fully.
Right, 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 right. Oh, yeah.
Was the knife in your hand? We were like, ready?
It was just... You know, I could get to it very quick. You don't want to find out.
Yeah.
Damn. Do you bring a knife with you everywhere?
Girl, yeah. I got guns, too.
Yeah. Wow. I almost bought a knife.
You can't have a gun everywhere. Though.
Yeah. No. I almost bought a knife at a fair in Greenpoint. It was a handmade, but they were pocket knives. But I'm like, I guess that's a switchblade? Is that a switchblade? I don't know.
Yeah, it's a little button you push it.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Are those, can we carry those in Manhattan?
Illegal.
Yeah, I think that
100%.
I think a lot of those are illegal. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Gotta check
it's a lot of stuff that's illegal here, but the criminals have it, but the good people can't have it.
Right.
So it makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
So what a criminal is gonna have the knife because he doesn't care about the law.
Right.
But I can't have a knife to actually protect myself.
Right.
Makes no sense.
No. And then you're open to getting stabbed.
Yeah.
What other hoe adventures have you vicariously been on?
Oh my God.
I want more hoe friends. This sounds fun.
Yeah, hoe friends are really good. They're invited everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And everyone loves to have them. The club, like at the bars, like got like, you know.
Well, hoes keep people happy.
Yeah, they do.
How does one acquire hoe friends too? Like, is there a specific place you're looking? Do they know to come to you?
Just anywhere you go to a place, you want to go to a fun place. That's the only way you're going to find hoes.
Right.
Is by going to a fun place.
Yeah.
Because if you're just going like to regular little like, you know, cordial places like work. And
It
may be harder to spot like a hoe.
They're undercover.
They have to have like, you know, covered. But you normally nipples, they never wear bras.
Okay.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
Panties or thongs is their number one,
mark
cover
of
up.
Hoe.
Yeah.
Right.
Mark of the hoe.
And I feel like if I was a hoe friend, I would want a friend like you who's like supportive of the hoe activities.
Absolutely.
Will come with, will watch out for safety.
Yeah.
Like that's a really good pair. It's like Batman and Robin.
Yeah. And you just have to just give me a couple of dollars. You know?
Yeah, that's not bad.
And then you
for
benefit
security?
Off with the hoes because most men, they like, oh shit, I'm gonna get some ass. You know what I mean? So they really be spending.
Right.
And
right.
So now we're eating at the top restaurants. We're living the life.
Did you ever have one of your hoe friends get a guy and then they thought that there was
a two-person deal?
One. Yeah.
Yeah, that's happened.
How do you handle that?
Just say no.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Just
and
say
respectful
no.
Of that.
And I have a knife.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's a good
follow-up.
No,
and I have a knife. So no.
I have a knife. Yeah.
when your friend was selling her pussy though, was that did you go to the casino with that intention or did she just see that there was money available and then goes, why not?
It was always her intention.
Okay.
Nice.
I just happened to find out when I found out.
Oh, so you didn't know.
So I was unbeknownst that we was
on a whole venture.
Yeah. Whole venture. And it was rent. Was due.
Okay.
Because my rent was paid.
Right.
So I was very unaware that someone else, the hoe, needed rent money.
Right.
So I was very unaware of that. So then when I found out, I said, oh, girl, shit, live your life.
Right.
Yeah.
What's like, you said she got $350. Is that like the going rate? What's the going rate for pussy in
and is
Vegas?
That per hour?
Or in Reno?
That's kind of expensive.
Oh, yeah?
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I don't know. I didn't talk to the guy to see if it was worth it or not.
Was he cute?
Yeah, he was very handsome.
Nice.
Married.
Okay. Yeah.
Married.
So she probably enjoyed the sex. She was a really hot guy.
Yeah, and he ate her pussy. I would think that if you're paying
that,
you wouldn't want to eat it.
Some guys enjoy get a lot of pleasure out of it.
I the only time I paid a male sex worker, and then I had his dick in my mouth, and then I realized mid blowjob, I was like, oh, I don't have to. And then he stopped, and I was like, oh wow, I have agency. This is fun because I'm paying. That's nice. It's new.
You're not just gonna skip over that.
No. What kind of sexual adventure, not adventures, but like how has your dating life, your sex life evolved? Like how did it start? What is your relationship to your own sexuality?
I'm heterosexual.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you
I mean, that's all I know.
Well, and also like I think it's just like how did you kind of start being a sexual person?
How did I start trying to be a sexual person? I think you just get in a relationship.
Yeah.
And you know, next thing you know, someone's rubbing on your back and you're like, oh shit, I feel a little wet down there.
Yeah. Would you say like-
They said they wanted to watch a movie, but we didn't really watch the movie. We only made it 2/3. Through.
Right. That's a good
Almost
amount.
Completed it. To the day, I've never seen the end of that movie.
A lot of sexual interactions start with like a nice back rub.
Yeah.
I had a guy over not that long ago and I knew that we were going to do it. But like I wasn't gonna initiate, so I'm like, if you don't touch me, this isn't happening.
Yeah.
But then he did when a guy knows how to touch you like very gently and very like slowly, and you're like, oh, I'm on.
And
everything's
his dick
working.
Doesn't get hard too quick, because when your dick, I'm like you.
Like how quick is too quick for the dick to get hard?
And you know what? I'm very weird too. I say if you touch me and your dick is already hard, this is like.
Yeah,
wait,
that's
hold
putting
on.
The cart
did you come
before
over
the horse?
Here for this?
Yeah.
I'm one of them type of people where it's like, oh. You want to do it, but did you come over here for this?
You want it to unfold naturally and like kind of in the moment.
Well, when is a grown man just coming over to hang out?
Probably never.
Does that happen?
I mean, it could.
It could.
I friend zone a lot of people.
Right.
I'm the friend zone queen. Yeah.
How often do you friend zone?
Oh, every day.
What are the range of reactions and like what's your friend zoning technique, I guess?
What up, bro?
Oh, okay. You just establish.
Yeah. If they black, I'd be like, nigga, you crazy. Yeah. That let them know. Yeah.
So that lets you, okay. Yeah. That's like, you're not touching me.
Funny to say if they're white too, though.
Y'all can't use the hard N-word.
Correct.
You know what I mean? You get what I'm
or
saying.
Or the soft one.
The N-word is very solidifying to hate.
Oh, okay. Though we're just friends. Right. Yeah. Are you ever met with disappointments from the guys?
It's a lot of little dicks out here. with big dick energy.
Oh.
Yeah. Very confident.
Are you friend zoning after you see the dick?
Sometimes. No. Okay. I wouldn't say so. You know, it's about.
You know if you want it.
I think once you, I'm in my 30s now. So once I got in my 30s, I've never been a big dick queen either.
Yeah.
No. Like, ooh, I got to have a big old dick.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you.
You know, a big dick can tilt your uterus.
It can?
Yeah, you could be. That's why some people, a lot of hoes.
They walk weird. Uh-oh, Mike needs to get insured.
You can't fully see it, but sometimes the belly button is a little not centered because the behind that is the uterus.
Where did you get this information?
I just made it up.
Okay, I go. I don't know that
but
this
you believed
is,
it, didn't you?
I did believe
I
go, it a little
I
bit.
I don't know that this is true.
Well,
a big dick can tell you. I have. That's a fact.
A big dick like can give me like severe cramping. With sex. Yeah. So
it's not,
I mean,
it doesn't feel good.
No. If it's too big, it doesn't feel good. And then if it's too small, if it's too small, it's workable for sure. Too big, it's not going to fit anywhere. Yeah. So it's like, what do you do? You got to call it a wrap. Have you ever went to have sex with a guy and it was too big and you're like, all right, we gotta not.
Yeah, just say no.
Yeah. I always feel bad because like they need love too, but I just got to find it in another
But
hole.
They need to have a lot of money. Yeah.
So wait, are you in a relationship right now?
No, I'm single.
Okay. And then are you looking for someone? Are you just concentrating on your career?
I'm one of those type of people too where I love to sext.
Sex. What do you like about it?
I just love to be like, ooh. But I'll never meet up with you.
Wow. Oh, so these are people that you've never met in real life?
Oh, yeah.
So like from dating apps?
Yeah, just like dating apps. Ooh, yeah. Big dick. Daddy, what you gonna do? But they'll be like, this bitch is playing.
Where are they? So are you exchanging nudes or literally just the words?
Oh, yeah. So I do exchange nudes with people, but it's never me. So I... You can get a good vagina picture from just Google.
Google, yeah.
But I learned that I was putting in pussy and it was like a whole bunch of beat up shit. Are women that are, if it's on the internet, it's beat up. It's gross beef.
I don't know that every pussy on the internet
Some of them
is
are outies
up.
And they're not beat up.
I've seen the a ones lot you've of beat are. Up shit.
Okay. Yeah.
But I found a way around it.
Okay.
Because what? Google search is automatically going to show you beat up pussy.
Okay. Okay.
I don't know why it looks like a deli, but it does.
Okay.
So what you have to be, I learned with the internet and the algorithm, you have to be very specific.
Mm. Okay.
Very specific. So for myself, I put pretty.
Pretty pussy?
Black pussy.
Mm. Okay. Mm.
All three of those words collectively in that order gave me very good things. And then I have to go search down. And I have to find someone close to my skin tone.
Right.
Because see, you
guys
are white, so y'all vagina probably the same color.
Right.
But my shit.
I don't think so. I'm really light. Yeah.
Are you?
I'm more olivey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm caramel.
Yeah.
You got to do a lot of and then I have long fingers, so I had to actively find someone with longer fingers.
So you're looking for like a playing with a clip photo.
Yeah, a little separation in there.
Mm-hmm. I'm 100% Googling pretty black pussy right now.
Yeah, and it's going to be some beautiful things that show up.
Yeah.
Some are not. Has any guy ever been like, this is yours, right?
No, they don't question it because I've done extensive research.
And I also think like, that guys don't expect women to, that like women would expect guys to do that, but guys don't expect women to do that.
They'd be like, oh, it's so beautiful. Send me another one. And I only have one because I don't know who that girl is.
Right.
I wish I could find her to be like, hey girl, could you just send me some more pictures?
Yeah.
I can have variety.
Right.
But a lot of times I don't have variety. I have to just keep dragging that shit out.
Right.
With that one picture. Then I just have to keep verbally just texting dirty things because I don't have another picture to send. And then if they start to be like, well, why won't you send me another picture? Then I become very aggressive.
Mm.
And I say, wow, you so greedy. Is that all you want me for?
You're good.
Is that all you want? It's just pussy pictures. Oh, you don't get late? And when you get aggressive, they'd be like, oh, okay, well, this one is enough. And yeah. then I won.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So this is not really, this is more like giving you satisfaction in other ways than sexually.
Oh, yeah.
What are your go-to lines? Like, or ones that you've written that you're proud of?
I want to put your dick in my ear.
In your ear?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because you like
Has
to confuse
a guy
them?
Been excited about that?
Yeah, they get excited about anything.
Wow. Mm. Just to see like a seashell? Yeah. Like, yeah. do I hear? Do yeah. I hear the voice of your mother saying,
Sounds
I don't know.
Like the ocean.
Yeah.
I hear your children screaming.
Do you like getting dick pics from the when you're sexting?
You know what? I get a lot of dick pics just from having a social media following.
Okay.
I have one that's very beautiful. But as soon as I get it, I what I do, if you send me a dick pic mm-hmm. and I feel like, oh, this is beautiful, what I do is I actually click on it. I save it to my phone. Mm-hmm. I then send it to my mother and all my friends.
Oh, wow.
And then I show it to other people like my gay friends.
Okay.
And we have a good laugh. And then I block you.
Oh, mm-hmm. okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Because why? How dare you?
Yeah, right. Yeah, unsolicited.
But thank you. Ugh. Thank you for the good time.
Yeah, yeah, it's a weird thing to just send a so picture funny. Of your dick to someone on the internet that you don't know.
Yeah, and I received this message the other day on Instagram. You need some young 25-year-old toxic dick that will lick you until my tongue stops working.
Whoa, oh, nice.
6'4", 280 pounds. Ooh. My number is 919. Whenever Ooh. You're ready, baby. And wow. then that's him. And do you see right there the screenshot? Block him. I'm blocking him.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, his tongue stopped working.
I love his incentive.
Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good offer, and but it's not the place.
Yeah, it's just like, sir, I don't know you.
Yeah, we're not engaging in sexual yeah. back and forth yet. Yes. You can't just come out the gate with that.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm human.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have to know a guy before you're
This is what I received
him?
In my inbox.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot of
Oh,
dick.
Wow.
Wow. That's a lot of
The
dick.
Video, I'm glad it was a video.
Oh, wow. It's moving, too.
I that's saved some it. Weight.
Yeah, that dick moves like that's a dick, more great. Like a dildo than a penis.
Wow.
Yeah,
that's real.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. This is the type of stuff dick. I'm getting on the inbox.
See, that would make me very horny. Does it ever make you horny?
Sometimes I'll be like, oh, my God, this is so beautiful. And then, but I'm one of those type of people where if you send me a dick pic, I'll look at the dick for a little moment. But then if you got a little shit on the floor, I'm going to start looking at all that kind of stuff.
Your laundry's
I'm like,
folded.
Oh, my God, is that a roach? You know what I mean? Like, God. Like, guys is really that a child's that. Toy in the back?
Yeah.
You would do this in front of your children's toys?
Yeah.
What type of human
How
are
do you?
You
get hard when you
like, with your children toys around?
Yeah.
You're not a good human. Clean up. It needs to be spotless.
Spotless.
I don't know that a guy will ever think about that. Ever. I mean, it would be great if they did, but guys are very, when their dick's hard, that's all you're going to get.
Yeah.
You're not going to get the consideration of other things. That's so funny. When was your first relationship?
First relationship, I would say college.
Nice. How'd it go?
It went all right. He was like dating a lot of other people too.
Did you know that at the time?
Not really.
Oh.
He was a piece of shit. I think everybody's a piece of shit in college, though. I wasn't, but not,
well, they
not
don't
all women, but a lot of
everyone
men
but
are.
You, yeah.
Well, also, too, like, you know, we assume monogamy when you enter, like, a relationship, but you actually don't, like, that's a conversation that, like, rarely people have. I think people might have it more nowadays because there's more, like, alternative lifestyles are more popular, mm-hmm. right? So it's like, you know, maybe it's not safe to assume monogamy, but I think a lot of guys go in, like, well, we didn't have a discussion, so... fuck everybody else.
Right. Well, I think that's like the tactic that you don't discuss it as long as you can go before someone brings it up, and it's usually the woman who brings it up if it's a heterosexual relationship.
Yeah.
How many times have you been in love?
When you say in love, what does that mean?
That's a great question.
That's a great question.
Because,
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Yeah, because when I think of love, I think somebody that I would like, oh my God, I could see this person being in my life. They mm-hmm. can do no wrong. I want to love them despite their flaws. And
that
I don't be feeling like that about people.
Well, that's more pedestal. Like, they can do no wrong.
Because yeah, like, I was like, I've never loved anyone who couldn't do any wrong.
Yeah, most guys I've loved did a lot of wrong.
Yeah, that's true. But it's women that stay with people that are habitual cheaters.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
Gamblers or yeah. drug addicts. So yeah. that's what I mean when I say, okay, with this person, I'm going to love them despite their flaws. Yeah. I've never felt like that about anybody.
The flaw doesn't have to be that big, though.
Well,
okay. It doesn't have to be like getting cheated on, you know?
It could just be that you just brush your teeth every other day.
Yeah.
And I can't live like that.
Yeah. yeah. I mean,
or that you don't communicate your feelings.
Yeah.
You know, that's a big one. So you've never met anyone.
Or that all the kids in your family is ugly. And I'm like, ooh, shit. That could be.
It's not a, it's a grim future.
Yeah. yeah.
So you never met anyone who had flaws that were small enough that you could love them in spite of them?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah?
Yeah, but it's just
based
like
off that
forever.
Face, did you enjoy it?
Yeah. You know what I heard somebody say the other day? Sometimes you're not your type.
Oh.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I think that's most people, because I am my type, and that's a lot of times described by the fan base as narcissism.
I'd fuck me 100%.
Sometimes, but what I didn't mean by that, I meant like some. So if your type is tall,
yeah,
Abercrombie, model,
yeah, yeah,
just borderline. You're like, oh my god, he's so hot. I don't know if he's straight or
right, right, like pretty
metrosexual, yeah.
Ripped. But that doesn't mean that that's your type, right?
Uh-huh.
But that's your type may not be.
That doesn't mean that kind of guy likes you.
You. Yeah.
Yeah. That's how I feel about like I like really like tattooed, like overly like goth guys with like gauges and stuff. And they always like other people with tattoos and gauges. And I go, but I can appreciate yours. I don't have to get it, you know.
Yeah.
They never like me back.
That's what I'm saying.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Do you have a type?
I like black men. I love them. I just absolutely love them.
Yeah.
I get hit on by a lot of other people though. It seemed like the more I love black men, the more other people like hit on me. Yeah. Whole United Nations are aggressive.
That's so funny. And how do you broach that conversation? Like if that's your type, you're attracted to black men, you want to date black men, like do you say?
I don't pick up on dating signals from other people very well.
Oh, like so if they I've like had you, people, you, I've had people,
yeah, I don't, because in my mind, I'm you're not my type. So
why
not
would
really,
I even think?
Yeah, I'm not engaging in it. Because I had a comedian tell me the other day, she's like, that guy was like really hitting on you. And I was like, he was like, yeah, I really liked your set. Like, oh, so yeah.
White guy.
Yeah. He was like, where are you from? And I was like, I'm from Florida. And yeah. then I just did like that. And then he was like, oh, okay, well, it's nice meeting you. And I'm thinking to myself, the show is going on. Why are you talking?
Yeah, go do your set. It's so funny. If I'm not attracted to a guy, I don't think I have a type, but if I'm not attracted to them and they're hitting on me, I'm oblivious to it too. Cause I'm like, why, what are you doing? Like, why are we, you're wasting my time.
Yeah.
I don't understand. Do you have something to say?
That's
do you need
most
something?
People.
Yeah. So you get hit on a lot. You get hit on a lot by not your type.
I think that happens to a lot of women though. Like, because it's always like a grass is greener on the other side situation. Like, it's never like if we were all swimming in the kind of dick that we wanted, the world would be a much better place. But I think there wouldn't be the balance that we need. You know?
Do you like chasing, the thrill of a chase? Or you like being chased?
Okay, so I do like it. So you want for me to fall in love with you? You have to like me and chase me. And I'll be like, no, I don't really like him. He ain't shit. And then I'll be like, hey, what's up? You want to hang out? And then you'd be like, nah.
And I'll
be like, what? Is he ignoring me? Oh, my God. Where does he live?
Him.
I got to get in my car and go over there immediately. I have to peek through his window at night. Like, oh, my God. He is the shit.
I am intrigued. I forever.
Love Very little, healthy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Love a little,
that's your hook. That gets you hooked on the fish line. Yeah, yeah.
What is it about that? Because you said that like you had a nice childhood, like kind of.
I don't know. Just sometimes I just like for somebody who just doesn't like me as much.
Right.
Or pretending, because a lot of times they're pretending. They know they want me.
Right.
And then I'm going to bring that out of you.
Okay.
And then
so
sometimes
once I get
it out of you, then I don't want to be bothered with you anymore.
So what's the longest relationship you've been in? A week?
Like a really long time. I would say about 10 years.
Oh.
So that's significant.
Because it's like, so how
it was somebody I just mashed with.
Right.
But then I'm just talking about in between. You know what? You'd be surprised. I don't actually date very often.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's honestly common for female comedians.
I went out with one person
though.
In New York, and then we went out to eat, and then he was supposed to make some plans, and then he didn't in a significant enough time for me.
Yeah.
And I just never, I blocked him on everything.
Whoa.
Because I feel like where I'm at in my life and my career, I'm very busy.
Yeah, you got to keep
up. And if you're not going to be up my ass and be trying to make plans, we don't even have to do nothing that costs a whole lot of money. We could be like, oh, have you ever walked across the Brooklyn Bridge? No, I never did that before. All right, let's go do a Saturday. If you're not making plans or something like that to see me or being retroactive, then I just be like, whatever. Like, I will never talk to you again. Mm-hmm. That's my most toxic trait is I will never talk to you again, and I will block you, and I will see you and look through your soul like I don't even fucking know you.
I see.
Are you actually mad at the person, or you're like, you're dead to me?
No, like, I don't want to sometimes engage. I think we all have the ability in the industry that we're in, right? Being female comedians, we can make friends. We can meet new people. We can have a good time. People are attracted to us.
Right.
I don't have time for somebody that isn't on the same wavelength as me. And it's just like, child, please keep it moving.
Yeah. There's no room for you in my life if you're not going to be keeping up with me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I do like when a guy is like aggressively pursues like making plans with you, because it feels special.
It feels very special. And then men do the most in the beginning of a relationship.
They do.
So if they're not doing that in the beginning, what am I looking forward to?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's just no jumping bullshit off point.
So it might as well just cut ties now. That's why I don't always I don't sleep with people as soon as I first meet them or anything, because most people are gonna turn me off.
Yeah. And what turns you off about, like, what are your, like,
inconsistencies?
Top three?
Saying stupid shit. I just got the other day, he sent me a message, and we was messaging back and forth, and he was like, yeah, because you be bombing. And I just got so offended.
Bombing?
I was like, that's like me telling somebody that played a sport, oh, you a bench warmer. Like, and that's your career.
Yeah.
Like, why would you say to me I be bombing?
Yeah.
And then I tried to be like, no, I don't be bombing. And he kept, like, kind of going in. And then it's sometimes with me, and they be trying to be funny, and it's like, yo, let me stick to the jokes.
Yeah.
Especially if they're not a comedian.
Men always try to be funny.
I'm very trained.
When you're a female comedian, and it's always comes off as like just negging.
And when it comes to the table, like with that nervous energy, it's like, ugh, no, go. You can't keep up. Yeah. I don't think that's a toxic trait. I think that's a really smart trait.
Yeah.
Because you don't want your time wasted.
Yeah.
And you're very busy. You turn out a lot of content. You're always on stage. You're on the go a lot. And it's like, if you're even the slightest bit like lagging, then get away. Get out of my aura.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
So when's the last time you dated someone? Like for a good amount of time.
Maybe like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. Or like over a year. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And why did you end that
one? I'm okay with
being
by myself.
Yeah, for sure.
It's nice. It's nice. Yeah. You get to know yourself. And also too, like, I was in my longest relationship lasted 7 years. But I was almost, when I got out of it, I was amazed at, like, these little things where I could just make dinner and I don't have to ask, like, what do you want? Like, I don't have to consult another person to do, like, these tiny little things that we would do because we lived together. I'm like, that's really nice.
Yeah, and you know what is crazy? Because back in the day, you look at our grandparents, like, my grandmother, she was always in a relationship. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that was just her life. But with dealing with that, she also dealt with men that were abusive or that weren't supportive, mm-hmm. and weren't as loving and caring. And nowadays with us as women in the 2022, you don't have to deal with none of that bullshit no more. Because you can take care of yourself.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it was harder for women back in the day to actually have a job. You know, women couldn't even
They didn't have their independence.
They got pregnant. They got fired if they got pregnant, like up until like the 1960s or 70s shit, weird shit. So now it's like we're able to work and take care of ourselves. You really don't need a man. And then you get comfortable being single. And that's where I am. I love going home, being in my little space, talking to my little guy friends over here, communicating with my girlfriends and doing this and doing that, being bothered when I want to and not, and just going home and being fine.
Yeah. Yeah. I've recently found this like harmonious balance, because I think the pendulum swung too hard for me the other way, where I'm like, I'm independent, get away from me. And then I'm like, oh, okay, no, I can like kind of settle into this life that I've carved out for myself. And then if somebody comes in, they got to be a cherry on top. to that life.
Yeah, and then you know another thing I get with a lot of men, I feel like I could have been married 5 times by now, but a lot of men are keep saying, oh, I'm this lady told me the other day, she was like, oh, that guy, he absolutely loves you, he said that you're his dream girl. And I was like, wow, this guy's attractive. I was like, he never said nothing to me. Mm. I said, why do men never, they never say, they always say I'm intimidating. And I'm like, I haven't did anything but be nice to you,
yeah,
and
you're
speak
sweet.
To you and be cool with you. But
that just means, because you make more money than them.
Yeah, yeah. And I do.
Yeah.
And I do.
Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Yeah.
Christina too.
I make right.
Yeah.
More money than
yeah.
Them.
We've, and
it's a problem. A lot of relationships in our yeah. lives have ended because of, I'm seeing a person now that doesn't, they don't give a fuck about it. They don't have an ego with that. Thank God. But like, there's a lot of guys who do. And it's like heartbreaking in a way, especially when you like them, everything else about them. You're like, damn it.
It makes me not like them anymore, though.
It kind of ruins their character.
I call it skimming the fat. So I just like, that's why, you know, it's not, it's people frown upon like talking about money, but I talk about money pretty openly because, number one, not talking about money as a way for women to stay behind. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's been like it's said that it's like socially inappropriate, because men talk about money amongst themselves all the time.
Yeah.
But just like, it's not proper as a woman, it's annoying. But it just skims the fat, because it's just a problem too often that men are intimidated by it. And it's like, yeah, I know it's often hard to accept a free dinner. That must be hard for
you. Yeah, because a lot of women are surpassing men in a lot of areas.
Absolutely.
Like
yeah.
as a collective, like, it's men that are powerful.
Sure.
Of course. But that's like less than 1%.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you had that 99% of mm-hmm. men versus women nowadays in America,
yeah,
that 99% of women are doing better than that 99% of men. And it's just crazy, because they don't look at it as like a team. You build a team, you
yeah.
build a good family structure, you create generational wealth.
Yeah,
they
yeah.
don't look at it like that. They look at it as like
competition.
Oh, yeah, competition. And it's like, sir,
well, yeah, come on.
I think it's like, just like, also like, I think of it as like skill swapping. So it's just like, women are now in a place where we are, you know, going, you know, finally for a couple decades, going to the workplace, making money. And so men can learn how to do other things, like, you know, cook, clean. And then if we both know both of those things,
that's a good team.
Then we're a strong yeah. team.
A well-rounded team. That's why I love relationships.
And you never get bored.
I love being in relationships, because it is great when somebody has different skill sets than you, and you're like, you get to learn from them, and then they learn from you, and it's like this nice little habitat that you've created.
I'm gonna just start talking in baby talk.
I can't
the dumber
up,
you
mister.
Seem,
you're absolutely
I know,
right.
Yeah. But
right.
I hate that.
Like, oh my god, hey daddy, can you open my water for me?
I can't do it. I'm too weak.
My hand how isn't have, working today.
How
my
have men?
My hands are always struggling. I'm giving you a blowjob.
How have men revealed themselves to be, like you said, that one guy, somebody said, oh, they like you, and they were acting intimidated. But like, in what other ways?
Yeah, he still ain't never said nothing to me.
Damn. I wonder what that is. Maybe some guys, like, when they're attracted to somebody, they just get nervous and they're afraid a woman's going to be mean.
Man up. Mm-hmm. Some of them want to be bad bitches nowadays, though.
The men?
It's a lot of men that want to be bad bitches.
They themselves want
to
be bad
so
bitches.
So they want well, us to hit
wanna,
on them?
They want to go to the spa. They want to get
waxed. Yeah, I'm for that.
They
wanna I'm
get,
for
they
that.
They want to wear, they want to have 50 colognes. They want to get their nails painted.
Yeah.
They want to have a fresh pair of underwear with no doo-doo streaks in it.
Yes,
they
Kim?
Just want to be bad that? Bitches. A lot of them know how to twerk and shake that ass behind the closed doors.
Right.
They want to be bad bitches, and they in competition with us, and I ain't got time.
But see, that sounds, other than the
we got a bad bitch in the room over there.
Yeah. But wait, but a guy that's like that, minus the competitiveness, that if you took the competitiveness out of it, and then you just wanted to be a bad bitch alongside you, that sounds fucking fun.
Yeah, we just two bad bitches.
And you go to the nail salon together, get your feet done. That sounds amazing.
I've been to the nail salon with a man before.
Me too. I
it
love
was very
it.
Fun. We had a good time.
I love
we
it.
Talk.
I think men that. Should be more encouraged too to do self-care. Women are very, very encouraged to do self-care, and it's like no one bats an eyelash with that, which is great. But men, I think, should be able to,
and then a
to
lot,
do that too.
I
they
went
play
to the
video
spa
games.
The other day. So it's a spa in Jersey. And I was there for like 7 hours. And then this guy, he was texting me. He was like, oh, you went to the spa? He was like, was it any men there? And I was like, yeah, I saw just as many men as women.
Nice.
I said, but then I'm thinking to myself, he was like, oh, some men think some things are gay. Gay is having sex with another man,
right.
bro.
Yeah,
right.
That's putting your dick
right.
in another man.
That's your sexuality.
How
your sexuality.
Doing certain things.
Right. make you get, it's not.
It doesn't.
You're mislabeling it. And but then to me, a guy who says that though was never encouraged or maybe got made fun of for wanting to indulge or for wanting to treat himself or for wanting to, I don't know. Yeah. Do anything like that, which is like, that's so dumb because
some men aren't even ugly. They just got layers of dead skin on their face.
right.
Just
right.
Layers of dead skin. Years of dead, ugly, decrepit.
You have a visual in your head right now. I can tell.
Some men aren't even ugly. They just don't. They don't self-care.
They don't give a shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Have you ever had to tell a guy to wash his face?
Friends.
Yeah.
Friends. I had to tell a friend, he still hasn't done it to this day. I was like, hey, bro, you got to get your teeth fixed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Fixed. Every time they are, when I tell you these teeth are, they're in a war against each other.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, there's not enough room for all of us. Yeah. Yeah.
Somebody got to leave.
Yeah.
Invisalign wouldn't even have help.
Yeah, you need pulled veneers. Teeth.
Oh. But I told him, I said, hey, man, why don't you get your teeth fixed? Is probably would help your career.
Yeah, and if he's entertainment, you just, yeah.
As with a lot of things. But he was like, oh, yeah, so expensive. But then every time you see this person, they're always at the bar drinking. Mm. They're buying. Over at the bar, they'll come over and be like, hey, ladies, you want a drink? You want a drink? And it's like, negative drink.
Yeah.
Get on a payment plan. Yeah. Get some care credit and get your teeth fixed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't have to die ugly anymore.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nice.
And also too, men, I like when men, I ask men a lot when they come on the show, like, what makes you feel sexy? Like, what makes you feel good? And a lot of times I'm just met with like a stare and I'm like, oh, come on. Like you deserve to feel good about yourself and to feel like attractive.
Mike, what makes you feel sexy? Don't say when your dick is in another woman's mouth.
I would say them thighs. The way when I saw you up there fixing that light, I was like, okay, come on, Mike's thighs.
I do have some pretty nice legs. What makes me feel sexy? I mean, you were talking about going to the salon and everything. I was going to say, you can take a look at these nails.
Their nail beds look good.
I'm a salon guy, but yeah, I like doing that stuff
Mike's
too. I know I feel like I'm in the minority as a man, but I like the colognes. Basically everything that you just said. Yeah. You're like, they got all these colognes.
I love when they have multiple.
I have a tray just for lotion in my bathroom.
Wow. And
it's what? On white my people toilet. Wear lotion now?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, yeah.
When did you guys start?
Oh, you got a lotion.
Oh,
like,
okay.
When I was at like 25 and up. Ever since I was like, I would say in my late 20s, I was like, I need to be. After I shower every time.
Oh, okay.
Because then it'll get dry.
You know, that's
you gotta do it.
That's a running joke.
I know. I was like, technically, I don't have to look. Like, you wouldn't be able to see that I was ashy. But like, yeah, I mean, because that was it, everyone would make fun of us, each other in gym class. But I was like, I don't have to. But it's
in the
good,
winter,
it's
especially.
Good
my God.
Yeah. Skin just get dry.
Yeah, yeah. I love
and this
oil
water
isn't
the same water that we had when we were younger. That's coming out of these faucets.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a lot
drier,
of shit in it.
Harsher.
Them. Yeah.
It's gotten worse.
Yeah. Since
probably.
We were kids.
No doubt.
I didn't have to put on as much lotion when I was a kid. This water
I think
nowadays
that's just
because
we're older.
I think that's
because
we're dry because old.
Yeah, I attribute it to aging.
We're older, yeah.
Maybe it is the water.
Yeah,
who knows?
My grandma's skin do be looking rough.
Yeah. Yeah, like the older you get, the more you got a lotion.
Yeah, well, you just lack moisture. Like even your eyes, your pussy, everything has less
my pussy is
moisture in it.
Moisture. Yeah. Speak for y'all.
I'm like too wet all the time. I'm like horny all the time. Are you like how often are you like aroused in your day to day?
I wouldn't say aroused day to day.
Yeah.
No.
Just not like a horny gal.
No.
Okay.
I think when I turn 40, yeah.
Probably.
I turn 40, I'm gonna just pull up to like basketball courts with guys that are out there in their 20s.
Yeah.
Okay, because you got to be very specific. People are like, you're talking
yeah,
about
I was
kids.
Like, you know, card
in
them.
Their 20s.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to card them.
Yeah.
I'm going to pop the trunk.
Have you dated a younger guy?
Get pussy and
a ride.
And
not
a fake ID.
Some Jordans.
Oh, yeah. That's way. Okay. That's
oh, good. Nice.
A PS4.
I lure him in with the games.
Yeah.
Games and sneakers. Great. Have you dated a younger guy before or slept with a younger guy?
Yeah, I've dated younger. Younger, like 8 years. They're very, they try to please you very hard.
That sounds
very
nice.
Pleasing. Yeah.
I've never dated a guy that's younger, but Corinne has, and any other woman that I know who has great reviews.
That's the wave nowadays. Younger men be hitting on you. They're more aggressive than older men.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like,
older
never,
men are tired.
Well, older men always hit on me. I'm sorry. Older men, younger men. Nobody my age.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know that. Yeah, it just seems like in the general sense, people hit on people that are not in their age bracket, yeah. either younger or older, yeah. one of them.
Because well, I think also difference. Like women, when you're in your 30s, I think that's a time when you're really not going to get hit on by people your age because the people who are looking to commit kind of have kind of already committed. They're already yeah. like married in a relationship.
Ooh, that's a fact.
So you need to either go younger, someone
or
who's
wait for the divorces.
Really far, yeah, or go to divorce. That's the problem with being in your 30s. Because I also like, yeah, like I, when I've dated people my age, I enjoyed it. Obviously you have a lot in common, but then they wanted to move on to marriage and kids, and I was like, I don't want to do those things.
Oh yeah, that's a fact.
So
what are your thoughts on marriage and kids?
I definitely want kids, but I don't have to get married.
Yeah, yeah, marriage is a weird weird thing. I like the
especially
because
I want to be really really rich and successful,
and
if you
share
can't
it.
Match that things can get ugly when money gets involved.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And we see that all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, look at Britney Spears. There's a lot of women that are paying like for stuff, you know, and it's just like, I feel like, I don't know, you guys know how it is out here on the comedy scene, going to shows late at night, getting stage time, not having a great set and all that emotional strain of getting rejected all the time. And then to have somebody take half of your money, that's some crazy shit.
Yeah, right. The guy I dated for 7 years sued Corinne and I both.
Real?
Yeah, for six figures. And I was like, I wasn't even married to you and you're trying to get my money. Mm-hmm. That's wild. But then there's I don't really notice any in between, but like the guy, some guys are like so supportive and amped of like, you know, make as much money, make more money than me, make what, you know, the sky's the limit. And then the guys that are like insecure about it are just, oh, it's gross. And a lot of times you don't find out until late.
Yeah.
And it's like, damn. Or if you met them and you were broke and then you made money while you were together, that's what happened with that ex.
Yeah.
So
were you dating when you became like as successful, basically? I mean, I think there's sometimes like there's like a moment when you go from like trying to make it to like really making it. Were you in a relationship at that point?
No, I was by myself. So now it's like once you hit seven figures, you'd be like,
Right.
Yeah. So but is income important to you in a guy like that for you to date?
Yes, income is important. The reason why I say income is important, career isn't.
Right.
But income is. And the reason why I say that is because it speaks to a lot about who you are and your character, right?
Yeah.
A lot of people don't want to work. They just happy being basic, and that's okay.
Yeah.
Because that's also a lifestyle. I mean, the world has to run. We can't all be entrepreneurs, and we can't all be in the top 1%. The world doesn't work like that. So with that being said, that's fine, but you also have to be okay with that. If you're going to choose that lifestyle and be a regular person, I may need you to help me with my podcast. I may need you to edit some videos or upload some stuff or help.
Yeah.
You got to be willing to be a partner to me to help with in what I have going on. If not, it just doesn't really make sense.
Yeah.
Or you have to just be a earner in your own right.
Right. You have to bring something to the table.
Yeah.
How do you meet guys usually? Do you do dating apps?
Yeah, I'd be on there, but I don't ever really meet up with those people.
Yeah.
Are you on like
I just
regular
like
ones
to be
or like Raya?
Raya.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
I just like to be entertained.
Yeah. I liked Raya because I'm like, ooh, who's on? I was always curious to see who was on. A lot of real estate brokers and DJs.
Yeah. I saw a lot of athletes and stuff like that.
I didn't get any real estate brokers.
Oh, so many brokers.
Mine were all like artists of.
Excited about. Like an artist that had like a great, like a good career, whatever the form of art that you were doing.
Oh, mine were all like painters and then like a good amount of like chefs.
Painters.
Yep. I was like, no, thank you. Absolutely.
Oh, painter sounds fun.
Because they were like, I went to their Instagram and I was like, you're not painting stuff that people want to look at.
Well, yeah, not yet.
Yeah, no. If you're 40, I'm gonna give up on you.
Yeah.
So artistically, yeah. You know, and as a person, I guess actually. Yeah, I mean, if you haven't found a little spark,
something in
by
your
40,
30s.
Yeah.
Oh, 40s, damn, you give them that long?
Well, I'm saying by 40. I mean, because those are the people who are showing up on the.
Buying your paintings by the, and you're in your 40s.
I know the Georgia O'Keeffe story, but I don't want to be a part of that story.
What's that story?
She's like didn't get famous until like her 80s, and like
oh,
you know,
80s
is considered one of the most famous painters of all time. Yeah. Well, she was probably busy like making dinner for her husband, so that's why it took her till she was 80 to paint a flower.
Takes some fucking time.
That looks like a pussy. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Like I with the kids thing, I think about wanting kids and I'm like, I don't want to want them too much because then that like that skews how I did. Like it puts like a fire under my ass that I don't like an anxiety of the TikTok.
I gotta have kids.
Yeah.
At least
yeah.
one.
I want to know what it's
somebody I
like.
Can teach something and have fun with and do little TikToks with.
Yeah.
My baby going to be
a little assistant.
Like, we going to be doing this together.
That'd be fun.
So do you have like, I think like that's like the one thing where you do need some kind of a plan unless you're going to adopt or be artificially inseminated.
Nah, none of that. But I want to, I mean, it's not hard. Whenever I'm ready, I could just meet somebody and have kids with them. So many people be like, I'll have a baby with you. So that's not really hard.
Oh, but so you're not, it doesn't have to be someone you're in love with?
No.
Just like someone you like and is attractive?
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Or like an ex or somebody. Because right. at the end of the day, I don't see the purpose of working hard in life and making money and don't have anybody to pass it down to.
Yeah.
Because then all your shit go to the state. So which means like, especially for me being
black
in America.
Well, you can leave it to other people though. Yeah, but yeah.
Me being black in America, if I work really hard and earn a lot of money mm-hmm. and I don't have anyone to pass it down to, my money really just goes back to the state.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's the last thing you want to happen. Yeah.
So therefore, it's removed from my community. And that's something I would never want.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I know. That makes sense to pass that down.
Yeah.
And it's hard earned.
Yeah.
You work your ass off and you're killing it.
Shit, I got so much farther to go, but thank you.
Well, that's probably the secret to your success, though. Yeah. You don't stop goal setting.
Yeah,
you know, that's great. Was that something that you were born with, or was that instilled in you?
I think that's something you're born with. I always tell people when you're a hustler or a person that grinds a lot, that's just work ethic and stuff like that. Is something that you're born with. I don't think it's something you can develop because I've seen people try to put that and place that into their kids. It's just not in them. And then they become those same type of adults.
Yeah,
they're
guilt-driven.
It's a talent.
Yeah. When did you know you had this talent?
Oh, I always been like that since I was a kid.
Yeah. Did you have like entrepreneurial stuff?
My dad had a photography business. I used to hold the lights and I used to do this. And I
used that's great.
Set up the camera on the tripod so he could be ready to click the button. Like I've always been, even my mother, she owned vending machines. She owned little bubblegum machines.
Smart, yeah.
And I used to go and put the bubblegum, put one in my mouth, make sure the top was on there. I've always been that type of, even my dad, we used to fish. I used to sell the fish. I've always had that.
That's a part of your bones.
Yeah, it's a part of me. Yeah.
Wow. So you don't think you could teach that?
And I would say my mom said when I was younger, like two, she used to sell incense. And she said I used to try to pass them out to people too. So I've always.
You were truly born with an entrepreneurial spirit.
Right.
That's great. What are the keys to what would the keys of success to being a profitable entrepreneur, especially in the arts? Like if you could label it, other than being born with that entrepreneurial spirit, that like mentality is obviously really important. But if somebody wanted that, to me, that would be an indication of like, okay, maybe you have something in you to go towards your goal. Like what are the three? Yeah.
I just say tips. Consistency.
Yeah.
Right.
Yep. I agree
And just despite anything, just continue to just put out whatever you can.
Yeah.
Like quantity.
Churn them out. Yeah.
And also just like, just always try to get better.
Yeah.
Growth.
Try to outdo yourself.
Yeah. You don't even have to start at the highest level. Just start here, but just make sure that you're growing every year.
Yeah. Yeah. I've recently realized that it's been familiar to the last couple of years for me that perfectionism is like a bad thing. Like I used to brag, I'm a perfectionist, but you realize like that prevents you from starting stuff and like doing stuff because
and
you're like, it needs to be perfect.
Stuff.
Oh my God. That's my biggest challenge. And I'm like, it's perfectionism that's fucking me up.
Yeah. And negativity.
Yeah.
A lot of people speak so much negativity over their life.
I hate that. I'm a very positive person, so
I'm telling a comedian friend the other day. I said, bro, stop talking negative on your life. That's the reason why you're gonna feel like this and you're gonna be in this place, because you speak negativity.
You have to instill your words with some hope and goals.
Yeah,
for sure.
And the internet is your best friend.
It is. It's like a love-hate thing I have with it, but you gotta work with
it
and love it.
So much.
Yeah.
Information wasn't this available.
Right. Do you find it overwhelming, though, how available anything is?
I go down rabbit holes, but guess what? I can get the answer.
Right. Yeah. It's hard for me to maintain my focus because I'm like, I can learn to do any given skill at any minute.
Cook.
Yeah. Well, this is great. Is there anything else that you wanted to add to the conversation about before we wrap up?
One day I'm gonna be a hoe.
One day.
I believe you. I believe in you.
Well, when you're 40 and you pull up to the basketball court, we'll be cheering
with
you on.
With the PS5 in the trunk and the Jordans. Oh, my God. Life. That's your whole car.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much. This has been Guys We Fucked, the anti-slut shaming podcast. We'll talk to you next Friday. Bye. Guys We Fucked is presented by Luminary.
Created and hosted by Corinne Fisher and Christina Hutchinson.
Editing and music coordination by Mike Coscarelli. Theme song by Rob Patterson and Jake Kozen.
Suck my wet ass pussy.
Christina said to cut that before, but now it's in there.
Yeah, let's keep it. Who cares?
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.